Vsak torek ob 12.
Lepo pozdravljeni, še v imenu oddaje 100 decibelov, najglasnejša oddaja na Radio Študent, ki bo danes še posebej glasna in hrupna, namreč poslušali boste lahko glasbo in intervjuje z dvema ustvarjalcema hrupne glasbe. Prvi je band, oziroma natančneje dvojec, bivši klubski maratonci Hexen Brutal, ki jih poslušalci Radija Študent že dobro poznate. Dvojec je pred kratkim, natančneje v petek, izdal svoj že kar nekaj časa pričakovani prvenec z naslovom Think of me as a friend. V studiju se mi bo že čez nekaj trenutkov pridružil Mr. Brutal, ki bo povedal kaj več o sami zgoščenki in še čem. Zatem pa še en intervju, in sicer s človekom, ki glasbo ustvarja pod imenom Brac in jutri nastopi v klub Gromka na Metelkovi. Z njim se je že pogovarjal Goran, njegovo glasbo in posnetek intervjuja pa boste lahko slišali malce kasneje. Ob koncu daje bomo zaključili kot ponavadi s koncertnimi napovedi v tednu pred nami, ki jih je ta teden kar nekaj. Začenjamo pa kar s Hexen Brutal in premierno na Radio Študent s ploščka Think of me as a friend, skladba Edge Hakol. Ok, tole zdaj Salamandro podlagi bomo prešaltali kar na Hexen Brutal. V studiju pa že pozdravljam gospoda Brutala, a.k.a. Istoka Korena.
Dobar dan.
Živjo.
Zdravo.
Ko si?
Fajn, fajn, hvala.
Lej, prvo vprašanje. V petek ste imeli promocijo plošče Miku doma. Kako je bilo?
Ma fajn je bilo, mislim. Odzivi se vse posod bolj ali manj isti po Sloveniji, pač eni so ful začudeni, ful ne vejo, kaj zdaj to je, eni so pa pač ful navdušeni, ne, tako da... Dobro, fajn je bilo, okrog 100 ljudi, ne. Nekaj plošč smo tudi že prodali celo. Ampak to, kot sem rekel, ne, mislim, dvojna mnenja so bila tako, ne, mislim.
Ja, kakih so bili odzivi? Domača kritika je ponovat tako najbolj kritična, oziroma najtežje najbrž doma igrati, ali kako je prvi?
Ma, recimo, da je, ja, mislim, s tem, da so imela tudi to zdaj kot pač popravni izpit, ne, ker so imela že prejšnjo leto so imela koncert v Miko, ne, ampak nekako prema nama ni delala tako, kot bi trebalo in je pol tako bolj vse izpadlo, ne. Zdaj pa je bilo vse poštimano in tako, da sem videl, da so sami zelo zadovoljna z samim nastopom in publika tudi, ne.
Okej. Okay. Ja. Lej, CD bo dašalo petek, par ur pred koncertom v bistvu tako ugledal luč sveta, kako je bilo, da se kaj, če mi je bil problem, da je tako dolgo časa trajala, kje se je zakomplicira. A sta vidva nista imela plošče končana oziroma sama ta izdelava, kaj
pa
bi
ne,
se izbilo?
Pa bistvo je bilo tako, ne, mislim, prvo smo že mislili, da bo to novembra izdano, ne, ker smo že jesenje snemali. Potem se je to skupaj zavljeli, zato ker pač z Ivorjem, ne, s katerim smo snemali pač to stvar. On še poleg tega ima itak službo, pa še bende, pa muziko sam dela, pa še ogromno drugih stvari je snemal. In pač nekak se je vse skupaj zavleklo, ravno zaradi tega, ker še ima druge stvari za dokončati, ne, in posneti in pač tako je naneslo. Ampak dobro, no, važno, da je zdaj. Ne.
Ja, itak. Le, v bistvu je kar nekaj časa preteklo, odkar je nastal ta CD, ne, vidva v bistvu že igrata v bolj ali manj takšni postavi, oziroma še prej kot trijo, že od leta 2006 na klubskem maratonu. Kako to, mislim, ste še, mislim, zakaj ne prej, oziroma zakaj zdaj ste, niste imeli še dosti materijala, oziroma kako zdaj odločitev, da ste zdaj se odločili za
ploščo? Ne, materijala je bilo dovolj, ne, se, če bi se izdali, bi to že bilo, tri album bi že bili izdani, ja, če bi se. Ampak ne vem, no, nekak, no, so s tem tretjim članom, ne, so stalno imeli probleme, pač so jih kar nekaj menjala, ne. Potem se tudi posledično sama glasba tudi spreminjala, glede na to. In zdaj to, kar so zdaj posneli, to je recimo nekak the best of vseh tega ustvarjena, vsega letnega do zdaj, ne.
Okej.
Okay. Ja, pač nekaj komado smo že prej igrali kot trio, ne, na klubskem maratonu, mislim, trije od teh, ki so zdaj na tem plate. Ostale so pa nekak na novo naredila, oziroma tudi nekaj materijala uporabila iz prejšnjih komadov in na novo sestavljala komade, nekaj pa tudi čisto nove stvari, ne, zdaj kot dvojica.
Lej, vajni koncerti v bistvu se eno drugega tako ponovat predvsej razlikujejo, ni neke, pač, da bi se ga ravno ponavljala na odru, ne.
Ja.
Pa me zdaj v bistvu zanima, kako je potem potekalo snemanje, kaj ste vzeli potem za tist, ne vem, merodajno obliko komada, ali ste se sprot v studiju odločili, ali ste imeli prej neštudirano ploščo?
Ne, se te, večina teh komadov, večina teh komadov je dodelani, ne. To je bilo, prej je to bolj veljalo, ne, ko so začela, so bili te koncerti bolj eksperimentalni, ne, kjer je bilo 90% improvizacije, ne. Tem časoma so tudi začeli delati komade, vseeno še pa je ostala ta improvizacija na koncertih in tako zdaj pač v teh letih se je nekako rodilo teh komadov, teh 14 komadov, ki so zdaj bolj ali manj isti, ne, s tem, da itak, no, vsak koncert skoraj drugače zveni, ne vem, nekako tudi upremo se tako obnaša, glede na prostor, glede na ozvočenje in mi da samo so že tudi toliko se razumeva in znava komunicirati na odru, ne, da se pač temu tudi prilagajava in pač glede na to, kar slišiva, na to igrava tudi, ne. Ampak ja, neka struktura v bistvu je, ne.
Ok, pa zdaj v bistvu komadi stojijo. Dajmo pa kar še en komad poslušati zdaj, glede na to, da je plošča čisto sveža, pa še nič ne vemo o njej. Pa tega Dileja se bomo tudi skenseli, upam, da čim prej. Zdaj bo tole 13. komad, ki je malo drugačen od ostalih, recimo, da je tak z naslovom Dance Shithead Dance.
Three.
Takole se zaključuje komad Dance, Shithead Dance. Tudi sicer nekaj še par drugih takih tehno-tribalnih momentov in na tej plošči zaznati drugi, ne vem, pa tlele osmi komad, imate tako tak izrazit na bas boben ritem. Kak je vajen odnos pol do te plesne glasbe, kaj zdaj to neka za jebancija ali čistko resno?
Ne, ne, to je smrtno resna stvar. Ja. Mislim, jaz osebno itak, mene ful vredo, mislim, te plesne stvari, pa to elektronika, mislim, tudi včasih grem na to, da se malo sproščati na take evente, ne, tako da. Ja, pa paše itak, ne, paše igrati, pa paše namo tudi poslušati take stvari, ne, to je.
Ok, pa ta shithead ni nič tako, kaj mišljeno, pač, kakorkoli, ne vem, v negativnem.
Ne, malo kontekste. Ironije more biti, ne.
Ja, ok, le, v bistvu sicer tale komad, Dance Shithead Dance, tudi edin v bistvu brez akustičnih bobnov. Lej, kaj me zanima, ob vseh nekih gadgetih pa high-techu, ki ga imate na odru, kako da niste še bobnov zamenjala, ne vem, za kaj bolj praktičnega in lažjega za prenašati?
Recimo, kaj je ritem
mašina? Ritem mašina, na primer.
Pa ne vem, zdaj, ker imajo vseeno akustični bobni, imajo večji šus, ne. Pa, pa čez kot bobnar, mislim, mi je, fajn mi je igrati tudi na bobne, mislim, vse ta cel band mi je, mislim, ta band imam ful tako za sproščanje, mislim.
Kaj je negativna energija.
Ja, večino, večino negativne, ja.
A pol ŠKM pač se tako.
Ne, tam treba natančnem biti, ne, tam so kitaristi in to je, bolj se moraš koncentrirati in to. Tukaj pa pač točem in se derem, ne, in je res ono odpiranje ventila, ne.
Dva izraza osebnosti, po enega sproščaš v ŠKM, enega ja. Temnega, temačnega, dobrega, pa v Hexen Brutal.
Ja, ja.
Okay. Lej, vokalov se mi zdi, da je ful mal. Vsaj tako, ne vem, na koncertih pač, če ne drugega, tudi če ne slišiš vokala, ga vsaj vidiš, da nekdo odpira usta pred mikrofonom.
Ja.
Na CD-ju tega ni. Koliko je zdaj teh vokalov, kje so, zakaj jih ni?
Ne, vse jih je kar nekaj, ampak ker je pač dosti so na efektane, ne, jih je pač mogoče tudi težko prepoznati, ne, mislim, mogoče včasih zvenijo kot inštrument, ne.
Ja.
Ampak besedilo so in vokali tudi so na kar nekaj komadov, skoraj polovico komadov, ne. Vse na plati tudi na original uvitku, ne, so napisana vsa besedila, tako da. Mislim, itak se težko razumejo, tako da se folk lahko prebere, ne, in proba ugotoviti nekaj, kaj, ne.
Okej. Okay. Ja, to vokale smo omenili, lej, zdaj koncerti, rekla sta, da je to nekak best of tega, kar je v zdaj teh nekih 3-4 letih nastalo.
Mm.
Potem na koncertih boste zdaj igrala zgolj izključno ploščo, oziroma imate zdaj že najbrž kaj noga materiala, kako boste?
Ja, igrava pač ploščo, sicer ne vse, dokaj par komada je tudi takih, da so samo na plošči, ne. Malo pa tudi že neka nove stvari, tako, katere že tudi igrava, ja, in še niso izdane, ne. Mislim, vse se, kot sem rekel, ne, mislim, dosti teh komadov je pač bilo sestavljenih tudi iz materiala, ki so ga prej igrala, ne, ampak zdaj na novo, ne, pač v drugačnem kontekstu, ne. In, ampak tisto, kar so pa stran vrgla, pač ne bova več, mislim, brez veze, grejo pač dalje, itak nam ta tehnologija, ki jo uporablja, omogoča ogromno možnosti, ne, za delo, tako da ne bova se zdaj še nazaj ozirala, grejo pač naprej, ne.
Len zadnje, saj tle, kar se Ljubljana tiče, smo veje videli pred Lightning Bolt,
yes.
To je par mesecev nazaj že zdaj, ga kar hitro čas naprej, pripravljata zdaj pač v sklopu kakve promocijske turneje, še tako posebej kak samostojen koncert oziroma kaj tazga.
Pa zdaj bolj se pripravljal na balkansko turnejo v maju. Ne, to,
kam pa gresta?
To bo dvotedensko turnejo od Zagreba pa nekje do Črne Gore, da težko že zdaj rečem vse kraje, ampak ja, to je 10 do 12 špilov v dveh tednih.
Aha.
Grem pa skupaj z Niki Lauder.
Kdaj si rekel, da je to?
V maju.
V maju.
Ja.
Lepo. Oni bojo tudi takrat, upam, da že promovirajo novo ploščo. kaj pa drugače, mislim, ok, zdaj umenil si maja to turnejo, kaj pa po Sloveniji zdaj najbrž, bo to še kje igrali?
Pa nekaj še bomo,
sem to čisto drugi plan dala to.
Ma ne, mislim, bova igrala, ampak to sproti, pač vse Slovenije si pač sproti lahko zrihte špile, ne. Mislim, zdaj imamo v Bistrici, v Sotli, v Črnomlju, pa še mislim, če kje še malo. To je zaenkrat v planu. Potem še v Beltincih bo še igralo enkrat. Tako, drugače pa sproti, ne, mislim. Sigurno pa bova igrala, ne, če ne zdaj spomladi, pa jeseni, ne.
In kak ambicija še organizirati, kak God Bless This Mess festival, tako kaj je bil predan jeseni?
Ja, to bom, v Prekmoru bomo organizirali poletje, ja. V Ljubljani pa ne vem, mogoče, to sicer še daleč, to tudi sem skupaj, tako da težko kaj rečem zdaj več o tem.
Ok, gospod Brutal, najlepša hvala za tale pogovor.
Ja, hvala tebi.
Upam, da se čim prej vidimo na kakem odru.
Pa čekirajte, ne, MySpace raz, tam bo
se sploh objavljeno. A ja, dej to še povej, kje se da plošča dobiti?
Ja, plošča se da dobiti pri nama na koncertih ali pa v Miku v Murski Soboti ali pa pač preko založbe, ne, se mi pač piše, ne,
se pošle po
da
pošte.
Se pošle preko pošte, da se da, ko bo to dobiti, ja.
Ok, koliko je cena?
Cena je 8 evrov.
Zelo odlično. Ja. Zdaj pa še en komad z tega CD-ja. Brez naslova, Untitled. Istok, hvala, no, ko sem že zahvala.
No, Primož, hvala tebi za pobjede.
Čau.
Ajde, zdrav.
Evo, tole je bil komad Untitled, splošče Think of me as a friend, Hexen Brutal, mi pa zdaj kar nadaljujemo še z enim intervjujem, prav tako precej hrupno obarvanega glasbenika Braca, gre za solo projekt, v bistvu sicer režiserja Petra Braca, nemškega porekla, ki že nekaj časa živi v Sloveniji, z njim se je pogovarjal Goran, Brac jutri nastopi v Gromki ob 22:22, pred pa gremo na sam intervju, pa en komad in sicer bo to Finance Crash Landing.
The first question, if we returned quickly to your beginnings in music, which go way back to 1977, you started a band called Scythe. Is it Scythe or do you spell letter by letter?
Actually, it was Scythe in the beginning, which was a short form of syphilis, because at that time it was always interesting to have the most disgusting name you can imagine. You know, like Sex Pistols Clash. So we called ourselves Scythe. You know, but then we put the dots in between so that it got written big always, so that you can see it from far away when it's in a newspaper or on a poster. And then later we invented some new words for this S-I-P-H. And it's called Save Your Pretty Hearts now.
So it was called a sort of link between krautrock and punk rock music. So maybe which of the two you felt closer to?
That's difficult to say. I mean, I grew up with krautrock, though I was never really krautrock fan. I was, let's say, big fan of Deep Purple and so Uriah Heep and the British glam rock, Slade and this kind of things. T-Rex, but krautrock was interesting then, especially when I discovered Can, and then I started to get a Can fan and made even a fan club for them and so. And then 1977 when punk came, or 1976, everything changed and some of this old krautrock suddenly got interesting again, because you could feel that this was so strange and free music that it's not the chapter which was not closed. But Krautrock was just there for me because it was part of Germany and it was part of the resistance or the interest in subculture. Mm-hmm.
So maybe, do you remember what was it that made you want to start a band?
Yeah, I read a small fanzine from Düsseldorf, and then I met the guy who was running the fanzine, and I said, I really would like to make also a band. I'm fascinated about what you are doing here in Düsseldorf. And he said, well, it's so easy, just do it. And I said this to a friend who already started to play a little bit guitar, and then we just said, hey, why not? Let's try in German. And it came actually from the background that we were big fans of music and that we already created some kind of strange sessions in our living rooms.
Bernd Friedman said that in Germany music is separated on entertaining and serious music, and that there is also a small group of musicians in between who don't fall in either category. So maybe, where do you fit in with your band in these two scenes?
Yeah, this is German, I don't know, U and E music. U stands for Unterhaltung, mm-hmm. which means entertainment, and E stands for Ernst, which is like, you know, this, I don't know. And all the notes are written and printed, and there's a publisher, they earn money, they have houses and glasses and look very old and they're very intelligent. I mean, this punk music has definitely not to do anything with this E world, you know. But on the other side, the influences came also from Stockhausen, Cage, I don't know, gamelan music and all these kind of things, which these guys would consider e-music, I would say, because it's very old or it's very serious. Mm-hmm. So, and also nowadays, of course, I take inspiration from serious music, so-called serious music, in Shostakovich or Mussorgsky or modern composers. Mm-hmm. I know Eno, of course, mm-hmm. and Finnish. Mm-hmm. But I would consider this serious music, you know. I don't consider, let's say, pop music serious a lot of times. Mm-hmm. This is, for me, silly music. They should invent the term S music also. Entertaining, serious, mm-hmm. and silly.
mm-hmm. I get it. So, we know you as Peter Bratz mostly through your film work. Is this project you're performing with Gromka on Wednesday a completely new thing then?
For me, yes, somehow. But privately, as a normal human being, I'm already making this sound since years. I have since 20 years synthesizer. And I'm recording mm-hmm. cassette or two-track or four-track things. Mm-hmm. So actually, on the my side, the second song, which I think you will use, this is from 1997, recorded in Ljubljana, so 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And it's pure noise. Mm-hmm. So I have this interest in this noise already long time. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So maybe what is it about noise that you find exciting?
There are two things. I mean, before I answer this, it's also that actually this interest in noise, this goes back to the partly to the krautrock. So before punk, or let's say when I discovered that in Cabaret Voltaire and Throbbing Gristle is something like this, Inside or Einstürzen Neubauten, mm-hmm. then I could also find that it was in Stockhausen and he made this short waves or different kind of records, tele music, you know, which it's very sharp sounds which have nothing to do with with harmony and feel good music. Mm-hmm. But I was always interested in this because it went to the edge of something, and then you must only allow yourself to see it as music. This is important. Because if you just say from the beginning, this is noise, and noise has nothing to do with music, then this will never bring you anything, and this is completely okay. But I think there's a lot of things to discuss, because in the noise is has a lot of structure. Physically, you know that noise is let's say, it's existing of all colors. Mm-hmm. You put them all together, and it's just a question how to read it. So I'm interested not in noise, which is, let's say, like Metal Machine music from Lou Reed, which is one piece, which has one level and goes over 20 minutes and then without any movement. Mm-hmm. Not this. Not I'm more that interested in noisy things where a lot of things happen and also quiet parts happen. Mm-hmm. But it's not musically played like with notes.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
So this is important. There are no harmonies because I can't play. This is very important. Mm-hmm. And that's interesting. Noise music can be made by people who can't play in a classical sense or who don't want to play in a classical sense.
Mm-hmm. Because this song you have on MySpace, it's actually quite structured, this noise one. But there's also the ambient one. So maybe what's interesting about the ambient, because it's on the other side of the spectrum or something else?
No, this is the romantic part. No, of course. And basically, I for myself see the noise as a romantic, through romantic glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not excluding, let's say, lovely feelings. Or sometimes when I'm improvising and then I'm turning a knob and suddenly it makes bloop, 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 bloop. And I have the feeling these are the sounds of nature, or this is a flower in the springtime. Then I'm getting pictures in my mind. And then I'm following these pictures, and then suddenly these sounds are very naturalistic for me. So in that moment, it is actually the opposite of, let's say, skyscrapers, airplanes, or,
Mm-hmm. So this stuff you're doing under the Bratzmann alias, or Bratz, sorry.
Yeah.
This is, so basically it's just a logical continuation of what you were doing in the past.
Not really, because it's for the first time that I'm trying to establish myself as a self-responsible musician who is responsible for this, what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because in back times, I was always backed up by a band,
mm-hmm.
which was actually the music came from the guitar player, the bass player, the drummer, and this was a fantastic band. I was taking care about singing and made the lyrics, and I made a lot of mistakes permanently. Because I was not willing to think straight. But I was not responsible for the music. And I always wanted to find my own expression. And I think it's more in this direction. It's not in this acoustic guitar, Leonard Cohen style, or sitting on piano. And no, I think I would like to work with sounds and later on maybe cut them, you know, in a computer and put together like a collage, sound collage from different elements. So I see a lot of possibilities for myself to express, mm-hmm. and to find maybe to myself, you know, this is the point.
Mm-hmm.
As a musical person who is interested in or making music, because a lot of times in the past I had to say to myself, that's not me, and that's not perfect, that I don't like, you know. There's only a few pieces where I really consider myself really being me.
If we focus on Slovenian music scene, do you follow any Slovenian bands maybe?
The closest for me is of course Chris Ekman,
mm-hmm.
which is not a Slovene, but he is working permanently with Slovene musicians, so then I worked with him, and also Boštjan Gombač.
Mm-hmm.
Together, which I think is a genius musician. And I have two bands which I like, actually three bands. This is Dežurni Kruci,
mm-hmm.
from Svetjuri Občanci, and Ik & Nung,
mm-hmm.
from Vrhnika, and Indusbak from Metlika.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So these three bands I stay very close.
Mm-hmm.
They're friends, we know each other for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so and then I follow all the rest. I mean, sometimes I know what Aldo is doing with Bust.
Mm-hmm.
I was involved in Bust.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm seeing all this, I don't know, melodrome and fake orchestra. I think it's very nice music. Yeah. Partly, mm-hmm. Igor Leonardi, Tomasz Bengoff. I'm a big fan of Tomasz Bengoff. Mm-hmm. So we just produced his last song about Darfur from Tomo Krishna, the movie. Mm-hmm. And I got the idea and I said, hey, let's try to convince Tomasz to make a song about Darfur. And then...
Mm-hmm. So this was the song from the movie?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like the title, the main song. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful song. And since then we were a lot of times together, and Tomasz, maybe he will also come to the concert. And I said to him, don't come, it's too dangerous, this is noise, mm-hmm. this is not for you.
Maybe he's going to enjoy it.
And he said, no, he has no problem. Mm-hmm. So I have quite some contacts with Slovene scene, you know.
Mm-hmm. I see. So maybe just one last question for the end. Do you have any expectations for the upcoming event in Gromka? Or perhaps what should people attending expect from the show?
Yeah, it's a mixture between show and personal, internal, big rehearsal, public rehearsal. Because that's what I'm doing is very personal, because I was not really preparing. So it can be a disaster. It can turn into something fantastic, because it's not prepared. It's really on the spot improvisation. The things that I took care is that all the machines are functioning, the cables are correct, and I was preparing technically everything with friends together. And so, because it is really like 20 different instruments running into 6 different subgroups, mm-hmm. and then basically I have 6 different instruments which I can play, and then I can see how much I can play simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of variety of sounds which I can touch, and where I can do something. Some sounds are standing and they keep on going when I'm not touching them, because they come from sequencer. Others on guitar or other things that I have to touch permanently. Mm-hmm. So I hope that it will be nice. That it will be a good performance. This is my only expectation. Mm-hmm. You know, and hope that all this work, and actually I have it in my mind already since years. Mm-hmm. And if this goes well, then I would like to do it more often and move show in other countries and always invent some other concepts, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds exciting, so then...
Also working with guests, then, is also the idea that I'm not just doing it alone, but because I have some friends which have similar interests.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe we should finish at this point, and we will just see you in Gromka on Wednesday then.
Yes, okay, thanks for the interview.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Yeah.
še niso dovoljeni pred odr, torej pikzne se vrtijo v zraku.
No, tako še ena stvar je ostala v današnjo daj 100 decibelov in sicer so to koncertne napovedi. Danes nič ne dogaja takega, kar bi napovedali v tej rubriki, zato pa jutri trije koncerti, vsi trije v Ljubljani. Začenjamo kar z Terra Folk in Menzo pri koritu, kjer bodo bojda že ob 19. uri fanti začeli s koncertom. Zdaj je pa trenutek, da si poslušamo delček skladbe še Črni dragulj. Kako bo zvenel Terra Folk, lahko pa greste v sredo tudi par korakov stran v Gromko, kjer se bo dogodil koncert Braca. Vse, kar vas je zanimalo v tem koncertu, ste najbrž lahko slišali pred parimi minutami v intervjuju. Sicer pa še ena informacija, k Bracu se bo kot poseben gost za mešalno mizo pridružil Aldo Ivančič. Koncert pa bo začel ob 22. uri 22 minut in še en koncert se bo v sredo zvečer dogodil v Ljubljani. Gre za kanadsko zasedbo Islands in pa pred skupino domače Weekend Sleep at Night. Pomembno obvestilo za vse, ki mislite, da bo ta koncert bodi si v Menzi, bodi si v Channel Zero. Motite se, koncert je predstavljen v klub Sub Sub, začel pa se bo točno ob 21. uri in 30 minut. Četrtek bomo preskočili in gremo kar na petek, ko se bo v Rogu dogodil koncert Tadeja in njegove zasedbe Playfulness, ki igra funky disco rock. Pred tem po koncertu pa vas bo zajbaval DJ Udo Brenner, ki ga vsi dobro poznamo. Isti dan, torej v petek, še par koncertov in sicer v bazenu v Kranju nastopijo Muškat Hamburg, v Irish Pubu prav tako v Kranju Rhythm Blues zasedba Easy Walkers, v novomeškem lokal Patriotu pa bodo svojo novo ploščo promovirali Elvis Jackson, nove plošče še nimamo, tako da zdaj sledi ena zelo stara stvar s prve plošče Elvis Jackson, Janie.
Fucking get you fucking get. You feel your mind.
Evo, takole so včasih zanjeli Elvis Jackson, za petek pa nam povedujemo še en koncert in sicer bodo v Murski Soboti v klubu Mik nastopili Dubzilla za 3 evra, začeli pa bodo ob 21:30 v soboto, na pustno soboto v Menzi pri Koritu nastopijo 3D prasci. V Gala Hali na Metelkovi pa žur leta s pustnim zelenim soncem in slovensko popevko. Če vas v Ljubljani ni, greste lahko v klub Jazzy v Postojno na Kanski. Če pa boste v bližini Roga, pa lahko skočite na punk koncert z zasedbami Srov Paleto, najboljši in pa Anarcho Terror. Koncert se bo začel ob 22:00. V nedeljo zopet nič, zato po ponedeljek še eden v vrsti večerov Dub Lab. Tokrat, torej naslednji ponedeljek na Dub Labu, dva DJ-a in sicer Slake in pa Seljak, oba člana društvene Freeform Dub, kot ponavadi v Channel Zero na Metelkovi ob 22:00. No, s tem tudi zaključujemo današnjo oddajo 100 decibelov, za katero smo poskrbeli Tomzi kot tehnik za mešalno mizo. Intervju z bratcem je pripravil Goran, pred mikrofonom sem bil Primož, naslišan in lep pozdrav do naslednjega torka ob 12:00.
Vsak torek ob 12:00.